Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions and Toilet Entertainment presents Blog Talk, your source for inspiration and information. And as always, we're broadcasting live from the most powerful city in the world, Washington, D.C., where the lies, liars, and deceivers are held. And what we do each and every week, we tell you what the lies are, tell you who the liars are, and reveal some of the secrets so that way we can have better relationships in our community. And as always, we brought to you by Tranquil Mind by Rod, Massage and Wellness. And right now we're going into the holiday season, and Tranquil Mind by Rod is offering gift certificates at the ProFit Center, 304 East Diamond Avenue in Gettysburg, Maryland. For those who are in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, this is the ultimate stop for all your massage needs. Sports, Thai, chair massage, whatever you need for parties and different events, you can contact us at 240-778-5219. You can go onto facebook.com/TQMind. You can inbox me on my Facebook at Rodney Stevenson or tweet me at rsteve44. That way we can try to make sure that everybody's taken care of. And also, I just wanted to just mention that we are getting out of the homecoming session. The last 3 weeks, we have talked about homecoming. And one thing I want to do, I want to give a shout out to everybody that came out to the Johnson C. Smith University homecoming in Charlotte, North Carolina. And just it was just a great weekend. It was a great time of friends, fellowship, family, fun. And we actually won a football game, so just give a big shout out to the Johnson C. Smith University Golden Bulls football team for winning the football game 14-10. But I did want to give a special shout out to those who really made this event special. I want to give a shout out to Nefertari. Nefertari that really organized the event, to Derek Dillett, a.k.a. Dirty, to really just try to organize all the different things that were going on, Nikki Washington, for being to every single event and making sure that everybody was hyped up, was amped up, and was ready to go, and the countless others that were behind the scenes to make sure that things were going correctly, that going well, and make sure that everybody that came down, even those like me that haven't been down to Smith in a long time, to make us feel special and make us feel like it was just a great event of family fun. And I really appreciate everybody that I saw there at homecoming this year. So look forward to seeing you very soon. And this is all about love. Love Talk is all about that as well. Love is not just about relationships. Love is about family as well. And family comes with the friends and people that you know. So I really wanted to just give a big shout out to everybody that was participating in that particular event. And everybody came down and or came up, whichever way you were coming, everybody had a good time. So I just wanted to acknowledge that. So homecoming, we were talking about a lot of different things. We're talking about the homecoming parade, how people put on a front, put on a facade to try to prove who they are or who they want people to think they want to be. We talked about the homecoming dance, about how people dance around their feelings and emotions when they get around certain people, especially people they haven't seen in a long time. And a lot of those things come into play through all of our aspects of life. This topic tonight is a little different. This topic tonight is about people who you don't really know. Those strangers that you see on the street, the strangers that may just see you on the side at the train station, at the bus station, at the grocery store. It doesn't matter where they are, but it's people that you know you don't know that may say something that will kind of trigger that they are interested in you, possibly, or just maybe it's just a compliment. And this is the thing, how do you respond to that? A lot of times men want to approach a female and say, you know, a compliment to somebody. You know, take my situation. I'm a person that would want, you know, would address somebody if I want to give them a compliment. But some people say, okay, hey, you're, you know, my situation, I've been married for a while now, and I love my wife to death. And over close to 15 years I've been married, and I'll be the first to say that I love my wife to death, and I think she's the most beautiful person in the world, and I love everything about her. But there's nothing wrong with me giving a compliment to someone else that's a female. Sometimes people may think that that's flirtatious. Sometimes people may think that I'm being in the wrong for giving somebody a compliment, and it's maybe something simple. It might be something about their outfit, something about their shoes, something about their earrings, something about their smile, their tone of their voice. Things like that can be know, just be a compliment. But a lot of females out there take that to heart and take that as something that is not what it's all about. So this is what we're going to talk about. How do you handle a compliment? How do you, should females brush it off or ignore it as if the guy is trying to do something against what they're looking for? Or should there be a way of accepting the compliment and just knowing that it's not, there's nothing behind it? And this stems from a couple things. One, in New York City right now, they're proposing a law to ban catcalling, quote-unquote. That's what they call it, quote-unquote catcalling. When you approach a female on the street and you say something to them that they might not want, it's called, they call it an unwanted advance. So we're going to discuss that a little bit further, and we're going to discuss some of the things that might trigger that. And also there was a study that was done by a group called the hollaback.org. So we're going to go through all that. But a lot of times when a guy approaches a female, this is some of the things that they hear. And this here comes from Toy Sugars. Not Your Type. Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment.
Look right, sit tight while you play around, silly clown. I'm not that chick, and don't you ever assume that you were my first pick. To all my women independent, some would never understand it, but this is my message to you. Elevate, motivate, remain loyal and true. Don't never let a man define who you are. Your elegance, confidence by far. Speak for yourself, stop holding no one nothing. Left, love is blind, but it can offer to your last breath. Love is blind, but it can offer to your last breath. Yeah.
Yeah, that was Toy Sugars, Not Your Type on Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And it fits kind of the style of what we're talking about today, because when a man approaches a female and just kind of gives a compliment, that's the kind of brushback that the man gets. It's talking about, you know, the apprehension that a female has when a man approaches them. So I want to talk about this particular topic because there's two aspects of this. There's the one, the experiment that I'm not sure a lot of people know about. There was an experiment that was done by a group called hollaback.org, and they had a female walk up and down Broadway for 10 hours, with just wearing nothing but a fitted black shirt and some black leggings, and just to see what would happen when she walked down the street. And she said during that 10-hour period, there was 108 guys that approached her, 108. And there are different levels to approaching a female. And what she was trying to say, that all of it was bad. But is it really bad? You know, there's different levels to it. There's, you know, you got the whistle, you know, the cat call, they call it, that, you know, that whistle that, you know, that the construction workers that they say do when they see a female. You got the ones that are all loud and brash, hey, Sean, hey, how you doing? You know, stuff like that, you know, that hard, you know, they're trying to be hard for stuff, but they, you know, they're just trying to put on some sort of front. But there are some individuals, there's some men that are actually trying to be sincere. You know, she said that the 108 calls were just, 108 quote-unquote calls were guys that were just saying, excuse me, miss, why do you look so serious? You're just a smile. You have a beautiful face. You probably have a beautiful smile. She said there was 40 of those that came at different times, and she walked through and ignored them all. And she said that she felt violated when people said that to them personally. And that made me think of, you know, I got a notice here from anonymous from Virginia, and she was saying that, you know, that happened to her at a gas station where someone said she had a beautiful voice. And she wanted to, and instead of, you know, ignoring him, instead of saying that, you know, saying something derogatory to him, she said thank you. And she wanted to, and this topic came from that because she wanted to see what people thought about this particular topic, as far as is it something that we should shun, that, you know, women should shun or ignore? Or is it something that, you know, should be, you know, that you should appreciate by saying, you know, just appreciating that someone actually is complimenting you on something, complimenting you on your smile, complimenting you on your eyes, complimenting you on your voice. They might not mean anything from it. It just might mean something that they want to express because they may never see you again. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like I said, I'm a victim of that. I've done that numerous times where I'm going to compliment somebody because I feel that if I see something that is unique, that is interesting, that is, you know, that accentuates a person, I'm going to compliment them. It's not anything from it. It's not saying that I want to, you know, approach them, or it's not saying the person that wants to approach them. It's nothing personal. It's just saying that you appreciate what they are doing or how they act or how they're conducting themselves. And a lot of women don't understand that, and that's what I want to find out. Where did that disconnect come from? There was a time where a random guy could put their umbrella over a woman's head when it's raining, could put their coat around them when it's cold, could put their jacket on the floor, on the curb, so that way the woman would not walk on a puddle, and this was considered chivalrous. Now, if a person says, oh, it's raining, would you like to stand under my umbrella? There's an apprehension. There's a brushback. The female says, what do you got? You know, what you trying to do to me? What, you know, I don't trust you. I don't know you. These type of brushbacks are common now in this, you know, in this era, because there's so much, I don't know, the independent woman theorem, or is it just the fact that there's a lack of trust between men and women these days? But these are the things that happen within our society, within our community, that are causing issues when it comes down to men and women relationships. How can these women that are in their late 30s, early 40s truly find the person that they want to be with if they keep pushing people back because they're giving them a compliment? Say, oh, I like your shirt. I like your hat. Oh, you know, your eyes are so beautiful. You have a beautiful smile. They might be pushing back the right one for them, but they will never know because they have this wall in front of them. And I just want to see what people think. 347-850-1228. Give me a call. Let me know what you think about this particular topic. Are women too apprehensive to accept men's compliments, or accept a man just trying to give them a compliment? Or is there a reason, is there an alternative motive that you think men have? And from a male perspective, why can't we give a person a compliment without feeling hurt, without feeling fear, without feeling apprehension of even doing it? And that's what's happening in our society right now. Men are at the point where they are afraid to give a woman a compliment, especially women of color, because of the fact that there's going to be a brushback. And that's real talk. This is what love talks about. Love talks about real talk, and that's the thing that's going on. You got to make sure that you avoid this scenario as men and saying, oh, I really like the outfit that she's wearing, and I think it looks really great on her, but I don't want to say anything to her because I'm afraid that she might think I'm thinking something else. She might think that I'm trying to push up on her, or I'm trying to create something that's not there. You know, it's not always a personal thing. You can tell. You should be able to tell when something's more personal than what it is. You know, you should tell by eye contact. Of course, there's times where a man will walk into a woman and say, "You know what? You are really beautiful. You know, I just happen to see you, and I just think you're really attractive, and I want to see if I can get your name or your number." That happens. It can be upfront like that. Now, the way you react to that is a serious thing. The way you react to that may be determined if the things you go through in the future is going to be personal or not. Because sometimes you can just say, in a situation like that, if they come up to you and push you like that, more respectful, then all you got to say is, "Thank you for the compliment, but I'm taking it. Thank you for the compliment, but I'm married. Thank you for the compliment, but, you know, I'm not really looking for that right now." That's all I got to say. If a person approach you like that, and approach you in a personable manner, and approach you in a respectful manner, that's how you respond to that person, because that way you're telling that person that, "Hey, I respect what you're saying. I appreciate what you're saying, but I'm not into that particular situation right now to pursue anything further." Now, this is where the problems come, because there are a lot of men that want to do that. There are a lot of men that want to just appreciate what they see. You know, it's not about anything personal. It's about saying that I'm walking down the street and I see someone that's attractive, or I see someone that has an attractive personality. And you just want to, you know, say that, "Hey, I'm recognizing you for who you are." And there shouldn't be anything wrong with that. And that's what my big issue is with this. And this experiment, when it's 180-plus catcalls, now there were some that were really out of order. And this is where the conflict comes, because there are some of those guys that are out there, especially. You know, sometimes you see it with women, but mostly men. And that's true. That's for real, that where there's three aspects of it. You got the catcall, you know, the one of the whistles and, you know, kind of stares. Then you got the stop and stare. And I guarantee you, every man that's listening to this show has done the stop and stare. Stop and stare is where you're walking past a female and you kind of get that little turn, that little look. And that, I understand what women get upset at, because, you know, it's an act of nature, unfortunately, where a man will do a stop and stare. But if a man does a stop and stare, you can ignore it and walk through it. But if they stop and stare and they turn to you and they say, "I'm sorry for doing, you know, I apologize, I want to come to you and just want to let you know that I just want to let you know you're beautiful," how would you react to that? You know, is it that bad where you want to ignore them or curse them out or say something wrong? Imagine if you just said a simple thank you. So a simple thank you and walked on. What that would do, basically that would give that guy enough confidence to say, "You know what? She was, you know, I didn't disrespect her to the point where she was angry, and she said thank you, and she kept it moving. So you know what? I'm going to feel good about myself saying I have the confidence to approach somebody." You know, honestly, indirectly, you can give that man enough confidence to pursue something further in their life if you just say thank you and keep it moving. And this may sound kind of off or maybe kind of left field, but you know what? A man's confidence is based on the level of how a female appreciates them. And that's true fact. If a man feels that a woman does not appreciate them, if a man feels that a female is belittling them, if a man feels that a female does not treat them with respect or treat them with the type of intelligence or conscience that they actually have, what that does to a man that actually brings them down, that actually belittles them, that actually puts them in a childlike position where they feel like, "You know what, I can't approach anybody because I know how I, when I approach this particular person and they struck me down, this is what happened." And it may sound, politician may sound sensitive, but you got to understand, there are a lot of men out there that feel this way. They may not say it, but this is love talking, this is real talking, this is what we want to say, because relationships are based on that. If you're in a relationship with somebody and you belittle them and you treat them like they don't exist as a man, and you treat them like, okay, they can't give you a compliment, they can't stare at you, they can't look at you, they can't tell you something, a compliment saying that I think you're beautiful, and you put them down, then what that does, that puts them in a childlike position. And that's what a lot of these women right now are doing to a man when they try to approach them in a bar, in a club, or on the street, or on the side. They're just trying to show that I have the confidence to approach you and say, this is how I feel about you. You know, it might not even be anything about it. I might not even want to date you. I might not even want to see you ever. I might not even see you ever again. But I just have that confidence to say, I want to say to you, I think you're beautiful. Or I want to say to you, I think you have a beautiful smile. Or I like the shoes that you're wearing. I like the dress that you're wearing. And this is where it comes back to. So that I ain't no holla back girl that, you know, comes back to this premonition that women, that some women have, that saying that I don't want anybody approaching me about anything when it comes down to while I'm walking down the street. And you can respect that to a point. You can respect that. I'm walking, I'm going, you know, you're walking, you're going to work, you're going to work out, you're going to the, you know, store, you're going to wherever you're going. And sometimes you don't want to be bothered with somebody approaching you. And that's respectable. You know, a lot of times people don't want to be bothered. They're just on their mission, on their grind to get to where they want to get, and they don't want to hear somebody saying, hey, what's going on? How you doing? You know, what's going on, love? You know, I can respect that women don't want to hear that. But this show right now is trying to tell you about the other side. You know, we heard about the 108 cat calls that the lady had when she walked up in downtown square. But let's take it from the other perspective. Some of the 108 guys, I'm not going to say all of them, but maybe 40 of those 108 guys just wanted to compliment her on something that she was doing, something that she might have said, something that just maybe her aura might have been good. I'm a person that deals with energy, and I feel that somebody's aura can give off something that is positive to a person. Sometimes a person can just walk by, and you just feel that person's aura, and you feel, oh, my goodness, that person has a great personality. That person just has a great atmosphere about them, and you want to compliment them on that great atmosphere, that sunny side of them. And so it's important that you don't look past those that are just trying to give you a positive compliment. What that can do, a lot of times, that can give you just a great aspect of self-esteem about yourself. Imagine, you know, they say that 70-90% of all women have dealt, you know, with this here, have dealt with somebody coming up and approaching them. So if that's the case, then why be so distant with that person when that compliment is given to them? They give you that compliment, you know, take it as a means of saying, you know what, I must be doing something in my life that has created a positive aspect on somebody else. You know, that there's energy that people give off each and every day that exudes to somebody else. And that's where communication comes from. Communication comes from that positive energy that you give to somebody else. If you're giving cold energy, then cold is going to come back to you. If you go to a place and you look bitter and you feel bitter and you have this bitter, cold energy, nobody's going to talk to you. Nobody's going to give you the time of day. But if you give a positive aspect to how you feel and how you look and how you exude yourself, then there may be somebody that approaches you and say, you know what, I just have to come to you and say, there's just this beautiful vibe that I'm feeling with you. So how do you approach that? How do you handle that is the key thing. And this goes into the case of the ex for tonight's topic. Case of the ex topic that came up over the weekend. And, you know, like I said, we're talking about the homecoming theme, where there was a person that saw a man that she was with for a certain period of time, and then she ran into another guy that she was with for a certain period of time, and both of them, it had been years since they communicated with each other, so she felt that there was a vibe that was coming through both of them, saying that, you know, had a excuse me, miss personality, you know, kind of that giving a compliment, and she wasn't sure of how to handle it, because it was like, okay, you know, should I brush them off, ignore them, even though it's somebody that I used to communicate with years ago, or should I, you know, appreciate what he's saying to me because it's a good feeling. And this happens a lot of times when a person that you know, it's a little more complicated because when the person is giving that vibe that they really want to give you a compliment, they really want to show appreciation of how you are. It's a little more complicated because you know this person, so you know the vibe that they're going to give. You know that personality and the energy that they have. So how do you approach that? So my words of wisdom for this particular incident is just approach them with a smile and a thank you. I put them a smile and thank you. That guy that hasn't seen you in 10, 15, 20 years, you know what? They might feel that just acknowledging that you are appreciating that they are complimenting you can give them that esteem and self-esteem to move forward. And it's not, you shouldn't intentionally do this to say, okay, I'm going to make the other guy feel better. You should look at it in the aspect of that. It should make you feel better as well. It should give you that energy and that self-confidence saying that, you know what, I am somebody, I'm very positive, I have a lot of energy, and people find me attractive in many different ways, not just physically attractive, could be mentally attractive, could be emotionally attractive, could be spiritually attractive. Those are the type of things that we give off each and every time we walk down the street, each and every time we walk around the corner, each and every time we go to the store. There's an energy and a vibe that tells you emotionally, mentally, socially attractive. And there's nothing wrong with that. So why are we giving people a cold shoulder when we communicate with them? This is a problem. You should not be, unless they are being rude to you, and everybody knows when somebody's being rude to you. If they grab you, if they approach you, if they touch you in an inappropriate way, if they say certain things that are not appropriate for walking down the street, then there's a reason for you to have that standoffish personality. But it's all about the level. It's all about the level of how you do it. You know, you don't have to be physical, you don't have to be violent, but there are times where someone will approach you and will be wrong. You know, they'll be wrong. They'll touch you and they'll say certain things. That's when you want to have that wall up and have that guard up to protect yourself. But what about the guys that are just trying to be very comfortable and be very confident and just trying to explain what they feel? Then there shouldn't be an issue with that. There shouldn't be a problem with that. And that's what this is all about here. We're talking. This is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Production, Toilet Entertainment, and we're talking about. We're talking about, excuse me, Miss, I ain't no hollaback girl. That's what this does. That's what this particular episode is about. And I just want to read this particular comment right here, talking about where the person said, I hope you don't mind me saying that, you know, you have a beautiful voice. And, you know, and the question became on this particular statement, have women become so independent that we're making it hard for others to feel relaxed enough to compliment without fear or being misrepresented. And the fear part is the thing. That's the most important part, the fear. Because men are afraid to express themselves naturally. We are programmed to hide feelings. It's the hunter mentality in men. To hide our feelings because feelings can get you killed. So if feelings can get you killed, we got to hide those, we got to conceal those feelings. So when we actually want to express those feelings, we want to get those out, we don't want any brush back. And I know that it's common for a female to think that, oh, there's got to be some ulterior motive to this. And I understand that there are men that have put you in that position. But what you do in that instance when you do that, you're putting fear in a man to avoid speaking the true feelings. And if you do that, that's going to hurt your relationships. And anything you do is going to hurt your relationships in the long term. So my thoughts for the night, my final thoughts are just make sure you understand where it's a compliment or it's something that is beyond that. And if you do that, then you're going to make sure that you're going to be healthy to accept compliments and improve your self-esteem. And at the same time, the man will feel more confident in being more vocal and maybe being open to their feelings as well. This is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment. And I just want to urge everybody tomorrow's election day, go out and vote, vote, vote. This is a very important election. This is midterm elections. And the midterm elections are just as important, if not more important, than even the presidential election, because these are the people who decide the laws. These are the people who decide the rules. These are the people who are going to decide the budget for our communities and for our society. So I encourage each and every person to go out there and vote tomorrow, November 4th. This is right now we're trying to get into the season of building for our Congress and building for our government and building for our nation. So please go out and vote. If you're not voting, you should not say anything because your voice will never be heard. So that's Mr. Rod Stevie's tone on this. Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment. And until next time, we'll talk.